The Supreme Court has made it easier to regulate telemarketing by charitable institutions. The High Court ruling won't stop those annoying phone calls you get at dinner time, but the justices' decision will make it easier for states to go after charities that appear to be willfully misleading donors. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's ruling involved a charity called Vietnow that hired a telemarketing company to raise money and by contract stipulated that the telemarketer would keep 85 cents of every dollar raised. The state of Illinois went after the telemarketer for fraud, charging that would-be donors were gulled into believing their money would be used for food baskets, job training, rehabilitation, and other services for the needy, when in fact it went mainly to the telemarketer. Over an 8-year period, said the state, the telemarketer collected more than $7 million, but in the end, only 3% of the money went to charitable projects. The fraud case ran into trouble, however, in the Illinois Supreme Court, which ruled that it unconstitutionally limited the rights of a charitable group to advocate its cause. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated the case by a unanimous vote. Writing for the court, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said there might be good reasons for high fundraising costs, the establishment of a new charity or fundraising for an unpopular cause. The First Amendment safeguards the right to engage in charitable solicitation, she said, but it does not shield fraud. Justice Ginsburg pointed to an affidavit by one donor in this case who said she asked the telemarketer what percentage of her donation would go to further Vietnam's charitable purposes and was told 90%. Another donor was assured her donation would not go to labor expenses because, quote, all members are volunteers. While states may not impose fixed limits on fundraising costs for charities, said Ginsburg, states may stop fundraisers from misleading potential donors into believing a substantial portion of their contributions would fund specific programs, when in fact the lion's share of contributions would be otherwise employed. The state, she noted, bears the burden of proving intentional deception. Stephen Cole, senior vice president of the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance, sees yesterday's ruling as an important victory for consumers.
What the court is saying, there is no per se immunity. A judge or a jury, depending on how the case is developing, will have to decide in the whole context, was that misleading? And not whether it was just an outright lie that was stated, but was it misleading?
But a wide range of charitable institutions said yesterday's ruling would change nothing. As long as no one asks them what percentage of a donation is going for fundraising, there's no obligation to tell. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.